What is it that you think you have control of that if you were being honest with yourself, you know, those quiet times when you look in the mirror and it's just you and the reflection back, what is that thing that you think you have control of that if you were being honest with yourself, you would say that it has control over you? What is that thing? What is it that God is asking for in your life that you are not willing to let go of this day? It could either be personal weakness or strength, religion, a car, a house, a friend, what society says is important, our job, our lack of money, or abundance of money, the feeling of inadequacy, your self-confidence, your feeling of guilt, or how about this one? A lot of people are very good at this. Is your humbleness really slothfulness in disguise? Oh God, I am not the one for you. You need to ask someone else. Remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12 regarding his thorn in the flesh? He prayed for God to take it away, and God said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." And Paul says, "So I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." Today I ask you, to what or to whom are you bound? God is saying to each of us over and over again, throw it down. Throw it down, Eric, and I will be with you. Are you willing to let your shortcomings be God's stronghold? You see, when we give God control, God through us can do anything. Have you ever thought about that? When we give God control of our lives, God through us can do anything.